So there's also
this other term used, you know, for this word. It's called imputed phenomena. So there's other power phenomena and imputed phenomena. So imputed phenomena are the non-compounded, you know, phenomena. So in the phenomena, so that which is not, you know, there is a part of phenomena that is not an ultimate truth, and that is not an other part of phenomena, and that phenomena is called imputed phenomena, or like it says here, the conventional truth that are included in imaginaries, or other words, you know, is an imputed phenomena.
Okay. Tādi bējāna ālā dāngbō tāng dūjē tēshī tē, tā tēnē sērē tōngā, dāngbō sēngā tē jāngwā tē. Jāngwā tāng dūjē ngūpō, mūtāpā, shībā, dūjē dē rāngsēn, wā dūjē tōngā dūjē rē sēn tōngā.
And so, in this context, or in this system of the Chitta Martin school, it says the former is mutually inclusive, you know, with the compounded phenomena. So it's synonymous with the compounded phenomena. So it's compounded phenomena. The other part phenomena, anyway, so that's it. So the former, which is the other part phenomena, and compounded phenomena are inclusive. And so then it says later is mutually inclusive with non-compounded phenomena other than ultimate truth. So when it says other than ultimate truth, it makes quite clear other ultimate truth itself is also non-compounded phenomena. So even in the non-compounded phenomena, so those which are not ultimate truth is called imputed phenomena. And so it says again, they assert that all things are common. This is a truly existent and false. It's a common basis of truly existent and false. So like it says here, in a truly existent and false, you know, so they are the common basis of the truly existent and false. But it, you know, sounds really strange, because truly existent and false, you know, sounds like the opposite, right? They are opposites. But there is something, you know, which is both of them, which is the common basis, that is the thing, right? The things are common basis of both truly existent and false. So in this context of the Chitta Martin school, it says that the things are truly existent. The things are truly existent. It is not merely imputed. It's not merely imputed, you know, with the name and concept, but it's truly existent because it performs a function. Right? The things perform a function, so it's not just merely, you know, imputed. So therefore it is truly, it's like truly existing, it's like it's real, you know, true, the reality.
And
the things, you know, that appears to us are false because it doesn't exist as it appears to us. So, for example, our form. The form doesn't exist just merely as a name and a concept, but it exists by dependent cause and condition, so therefore it truly exists. It is false, you know, because it doesn't exist as it appears to the direct perception. How it exists to the direct perception is as existing externally. So because it doesn't exist externally, so therefore the way it appears, you know, to the direct perception, like the eye consciousness, is false.
Oh yeah, okay. That you need something about the delusion of the kelly.
And the next it says that all realities are common basis of truly existent and true.
And
so that the reality is the common basis of truly existent and true. So when it says truly existent, it's not merely imputed by name and concept, but it exists truly. The reality exists truly. So because it is the ultimate mode of all the phenomena, so therefore it is truly existent, and it's called true, you know, because the direct perceiver, you know, the direct perceiver which perceives the reality, you know, the reality exists in a way is being perceived, you know, by the direct perceiver. And the reality exists in a way it's been perceived by the direct perceiver. So therefore it is true. So if you don't study, you know, much about the Siddha Martin school, so just by hearing once, you know, from here, you will not be able to understand completely.
That is you la chini le jembe dimaji tamje zimba tang dimaji tamje kasa. Chini le jembe dimaji tamje zimba tapa zimbe je tamje. That chini le jembe dimaji kari ya le tamje ane nangka ya le. Wa ane si ane ube tamje ka kabe tamje sa ane chi tamma le tamje le le wa chi tamma le ya dimaji sa ya. Ji chini le ma le sa. That chini le jembe dimaji nangka ta wa ta. Ane ube tamje ka kabe tamje la sa ba ta.
And then it says non-compounded phenomena other than emptiness or reality are a common basis of falsely existing and false. So the the non-compounded phenomena other than emptiness or reality are like the space, the sky, the space, and the meaning generality of the vase, meaning generality of pillar, are non-compounded phenomena other than emptiness, and those things do not exist truly, so therefore they exist, you know, falsely, and they are false.
Those are the things that are
And in the Siddha Mahatma school, all the phenomena are divided into three, you know, well-established phenomena, other power phenomena, and imputed phenomena. So they are also called, you know, sinisumba. I don't know what's the term. Sinisumba.